First and foremost, and the outbreak of this epidemic, ECOWAS, through the president of the commission, had rallied member states to meet and agree on a common strategy, which resulted in the meeting of the ministers of health in Accra, Ghana, where a strategic action plan was taken to combat the spread of the epidemic. And as we speak, another meeting is also scheduled, also in Accra, as a follow-up to this initiative, which includes the active participation and coordination of the West African Health Organization, which is an institution of the community charged with the responsibility of managing public health. Also, other international development institutions like the World Health Organization and the United Nations as a whole have been invited and have been very much involved in looking for common solutions. As you know, Ebola is not a local problem. Neither can it be only a regional challenge.
When is the next round of meeting happening in Accra? When?
It's going to be the 27th. That's next tomorrow. In fact, they are already there now for the meeting.
Critics say ECOWAS has been lethargic to combat this dreaded disease, to help these countries in capacity building to address this very basic challenge until over 2,000 people have been infected and dead of the disease before ECOWAS started making efforts to combat this.
Well, these criticisms are surely unfounded because, you see, it's an epidemic. It's a disease that suddenly came up upon the populations of the sub-region. So to say ECOWAS has not done anything, it will be difficult to justify that kind of position. Don't forget, ECOWAS is not an implementing agency. It is a coordinating body. And that is exactly what it has been doing, to rally around the member states, help them in building capacity, help generate sufficient information at the international arena to attract attention on this scourge. And that is exactly what ECOWAS has successfully done, to rally around the international community to understand what is going on and seek for help anywhere, because it is beyond the sub-region to contain this scourge.
How has the implementation of the strategic plan to combat this infection been so far since it was taken at the first meeting by ministers of health in the region recently in Accra?
Well, as you can see, I think the sub-region needs to be commended for even the containment efforts so far recorded, because except for maybe one or two countries, the spread is definitely almost under control today. And this is as a result of the interest generated at the international scene and efforts and assistance that is pouring into the sub-region, which is not far from the effort made by the community to attract attention.
So would you say that ECOWAS has been forthright with the call for help with its international partners to help with this disease?
Oh, surely. It's the clarion calls have gone out through the office of the president of the commission and the various ministers of health of the various countries, particularly the affected countries. So, there is nothing that ECOWAS would have been hiding, so to say, or not doing anything about. Like I said, for the international community to declare it as an international concern, you know exactly that behind the scene efforts must have gone into that, and it's continuing.